RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
You know, there was a time that we knew when reaching a certain age meant health problems were to be expected, you know, and of course noticeable. And many of us in our minds knew that most of these health problems were just a part of the aging process. But today, the walls that separated our younger, healthier selves to our more unhealthier selves when we were older have come down. Calendar age-related health problems, although still present, do not mean that when we're well below those age levels that we're exempt. Well, actually quite the opposite. So with me today, Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American probiotic industry, and Dr. Chris D'Adamo. Dr. D'Adamo joined the University of Maryland School of Medicine Department of Family and Community Medicine at the Center of Integrated Medicine as an assistant professor in 2010. He's an epidemiologist with research interest in the synergistic effects of healthy lifestyle practices on human health and wellness. He is currently an assistant professor with dual appointments in the Center for Integrative Medicine within the Department of Family and Community Medicine, as well as in the Department of Epidemiology and Public Health. Natasha, I have to tell you, you know, the more I read today, the more I study, the more reports I read today, you know, we're aging a lot quicker. And a lot of it by our own habits and our own vices. And we have to remember that many times, you know, we are more in control of what's coming at us than we allow, even though we have a tendency to blame it on everything around us, on things that we cannot control on our own health.
I perfectly agree with you, Jeffrey. And the problem is, again, that people take information out of context or apply information to their health without realizing that, you know, all information needs to be qualified and quantified for your own individual need. You know, we in the alternative health industry are looking for those magic bullets. At one time, we criticized the medical community for looking for that magic pill to give to people. And I think there's a lot of misinformation. And I'll try not to get it too technical, but to really explain to people why the standardization of dietary supplements is a must, why the understanding of our diet has to be much more holistic, and the understanding of an exercise program has to be much more individualized if we're going to change the health of this nation. Because sadly, in 60 years of health food concepts, the health of our nation is not better. It's actually far worse.
Why do we put so much faith into the internet? It seems like we, you know, the internet for me has been an amazing tool. Obviously, I know where to go to get the studies that I want to get from the places that are doing the studies correctly. But, you know, sometimes we find what we want to hear and we find what we want to read and then we run with it. And I would say that there's a very large percentage of misinformation, which, of course, may give people a false sense of hope. But at the same time, they're getting uncredible information, information that is misleading and many times just, you know, leads them down a expensive, unhealthy road.
I perfectly agree. You know, the whole point is that in the last 40 years, our dietary consumption of what I call sugars, whether they be natural or artificial, have increased to the point that it's causing this metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, and then we don't have a standardized diet that we ask people to apply to themselves. We don't have standardized supplements that people can rely on, and we certainly don't have an agreement about exercise. So we're in this fix because, as you say, people look it up in the internet and they say, well, it's got to be the truth if it's on the internet. And really, it's not, because a lot of people who are not dedicated in the industry give out what I call information that's structured in a business plan, but not really meant to help each individual, because a change, any kind of change, is a difficult personal decision, but is one that we must all make, because the health of our nation, as I said, is sliding down this hopeless corridor that we may not be able to come back from.
You know, I was talking with someone the other day and I was doing a consultation and she says, you know, I just get so confused. And I said, join the crowd. I said, you're in the majority, not the minority. And she goes, and sometimes I said, what has that confusion done? She said, it's made me want to just throw my hands in the air and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And I think our Piters, and I know that Dr. De Adamo does his job in by lecturing on the weekends to people and try to bring him the information necessary. You do your part, I do my part. But I think the whole issue of this program is to put it in a nutshell for people and say, listen, you can go listen to 20 programs on cooking healthy, dietary reform, but you know, you have to really drill down and figure out what is the diet that I need to be on. And you know, some of these myths about people eating raw need to be exposed and need to be applied appropriately to individual needs if we're really going to realize a change. And my skin in this game is that I've spent 45 years of my life introducing the concept of probiotics, which is beneficial bacteria, in dietary supplements and in functional foods, and telling people that, look, without a standard in dietary supplements and without some kind of a standard in diet recommendations or even exercise, we are not going to change. We're not going to see the health of this nation reverse and go into positive direction. We're seeing it continuing to spiral down. Just if you look at the statistics that 1 in 5 people internationally will get type 2 diabetes. We look at autism, where it was 1 in 10,000 in the 1970s of children afflicted with autism to now. The new numbers from the CDC is 1 in 42, and everybody's now assured that it's not a genetic process. And so I'm sure that Dr. De Adamo can speak to that. The indicators that we measure health by are not improving. They're, in fact, decreasing, and the health of our nation, as I said, is in dire shape.
Well, and you know, the thing is, this the whole idea of this unhealthy nation that we're living in, it crosses all barriers. We're seeing it with men, with women, with younger, with older. We're seeing it with people in all different demographics, all different fields of life and careers, and all different financial statuses. We are seeing this everywhere. And I think sometimes we get the feeling that if we are in a different group, that it's not going to affect us. But, you know, we're seeing it everywhere because many of us have the same crossover of unhealthy lifestyle, no matter where we are, what we live, or what we do.
Right. And, you know, as I said before, that, you know, the problem with the management of sugar and inflammation in our bodies, specifically in our bloodstream, is the key to all health issues. And I don't say this lightly. I think that in the last 40 years, the commercialization of our food and the consumption of foods high in simple carbohydrates, or even complex carbohydrates, and the elimination of good fats and what I call rational thinking has led to a complete change in our microbiota, and I might add the abuse of antibiotics, to the point now that researchers, especially the ones publishing in a variety of clinical magazines or university studies, are now agreeing that the complex relationship between obesity, diabetes, and gut microbiota is now uncovered. And little by little, we're making strides with emerging evidence that scientists now agree that gut microbes are the key players in the management of blood glucose. And they now need to gather more information about the related mechanisms so they can develop new therapeutic approaches for those with diabetes. It's not just diabetes, it's inflammation, it's everything else, because if you look at your 27 feet of GI tract and think of it as the most prolific, dynamic, you know, ecology in the world, where you have 100 trillion microbes fighting for dominance, and they're all trying to get inside your bloodstream. The whole point is to break that barrier on the intestinal wall and, you know, get inside and cause that trouble. So the diet, again, the right probiotic supplementation and the exercise can change this to benefit us.
I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for listening, and stay well.